When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Sunday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, not your host, Andy Goldstein. No, I'm John Jackson. Don't forget, though, Andy Goldstein will be back with Darren Bent on his Drive Time show from 4 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. We start this podcast today with TalkSport's exclusive commentary of yesterday's early kickoff as Erik ten Hag's Manchester United hosted Sean Dyche's Everton with Alan Pardew on co-commentary duty.
Marcus Rashford has only ever scored twice against Everton, and both of those goals have come from the penalty spot. And he has had what can only be described as a difficult season. 6 goals this campaign. He will take the penalty in front of the
straight run-up as well.
Yeah, straight in front of the Stretford end to make it 2-0 before half-time for Manchester United. Couple of steps back, then he arcs his run-up, stops, stutters, right-footed, rifles it in. Marcus Rashford scores his second goal in a week. He smashed in a beauty against Manchester City, and he's just converted that penalty with violence into the corner, outwitting his England teammate, who went the wrong way this time. He popped it in the other side, and Manchester United, with 2 penalties, lead by 2-0.
I wouldn't be pleased if I was a Man United manager today with the control of the game. They didn't have any kind of control. There was always moments where Everton could have scored or mistakes were made. Even at the end, leading 2-0, Johnny Evans plays it back to the goal and it goes out for a corner. That can't really happen at this level. And if you're going to play Liverpool, there's got to be a lot of tightening up in that team between now and next Saturday or Sunday when the game is. Having said that, at the top of the pitch, they were sharp. Rashford looked, you know, on it, looked like he's got goals in him. Fernandes was better today. Garnacho was the man of the match. So, you know, I'd be pleased with the top end of the pitch. The back four, the midfield, the distances in terms of controlling and passing and keeping the ball, not very good.
TalkSport Daily.
Of course, being a Saturday afternoon, there was also a host of 3 p.m. kickoffs in the Premier League.
Great skill, wriggled away from a challenge, works it down the left-hand side of the box. Fraser tried to pull it back, comes to the edge of the area, back heel by João Gomes, and it's in! Wolves have doubled their lead, and it's Nelson Semedo sliding on his knees towards the delighted Wolves fans on the south bank.
Yeah, unbelievable from the group that to have lost the players that we lost in the summer, to have lost their head coach 3 or 4 days before the start of the season, to be sat here with 10 to go and be on 41 is an unbelievable achievement from the group. So yeah, I couldn't be more proud of what they've achieved so far, and really what they've that today just epitomises everything that we're trying to be and that I'm pushing them to be. Is like, no one cares about our hard luck stories. Like, every other team in the league is probably pleased that Pedro, Cunha and Chani are injured. No one cares. So we need to find a way to keep pushing. And they've done that today. Unbelievable win.
And a late equaliser in stoppage time. Bournemouth 2, Sheffield United 2. I said he looked like Cavani. Turns out he scores goals like Cavani as well. Ennis Unal with his first goal in English football. It started with a corner that Sheffield United never really got to grips with. And when it came to Unal at the far post, He smashed it home right-footed.
It's finished. Crystal Palace 1, Luton 1. Incredible scenes here. The last action of the game, seeing Luton Town nick a point. The substitute, Corley Woodrow, snatching an equaliser with a header in the final moments. Palace had taken the lead in the 10th minute. Jean-Philippe Mateta with a lovely back heel from Daniel Muniz's cross. They had chances to win it to Palace. Mateta and Mitchell both missing big opportunities. But this could be a vital, vital result in Luton's push for Premier League survival. They kept on battling. They kept on fighting.
Players deserve a lot of credit. So it's a good feeling now, as disappointed as we felt last week after losing a point late on. You know, we've got one there. I think it just says a lot about the group that you know, they don't know when they're beaten. They keep going. We have scored a lot. We know we conceded late as well, but we have scored a lot of late goals, and that point could be huge for us going forward.
TalkSport Daily.
As always, Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Agbonlahor, two former Premier League players themselves, took your calls on the game day phone-in on TalkSport.
I think he's shocked a lot of people, and I feel if they do stay up, he has to get manager of the season. You know, the budget that Luton have had and the football that they play. You know, we look at Burnley trying to play that style of football. It's not working. Luton have a style where they'll give it a go.
Mm.
Against Villa, don't matter. Mm. We'll give it a go. We'll have to score late against them. Today again, they knew that Palace, for instance, have conceded 10 goals in the 90th minute this season. So they probably know that.
Mm-hmm.
Luton, keep yourself in the game. Keep yourself in the game.
Yeah.
They don't concentrate to the final whistle. And that's what they've done again today.
Referee today, first game. Signing autographs at half-time. When was that about? Hold on. Hold on a minute, Gabs. Hold on. I see a picture being put in my group chat, right, of the ref signing autographs at half-time.
Famous?
Come on, mate.
You was like that, Spurs.
I'm playing.
When you come out,
they paid to come and watch. They come and paid to see the referee signing autographs at half time. Do me a favour.
You're harsh.
I'm just getting sick and tired, to be honest. I don't know if I'm the only United fan that thinks this. It can't be with the conversations that were coming out of the ground today. It's the same old every week. I genuinely feel sorry for Everton today. They battered us. I think, you know, 20-odd attempts on goal.
Yeah.
I think we had 13, 14. We never, for me, we were fortunate we got the penalties. I know there were penalties, but at that time, we were getting battered. And how they can't score is beyond me, because the chances they create are unbelievable. Sean Dyche must be pulling, well, not his hair out, but do you know what I mean? It's like, what's happening here? And then Ten Hag comes out and gives it another good performance. It's a process. It's the same old, same old.
Yeah.
I can tell you when he sets a team up, what's going to happen. It's the same every single time.
I watched them today, and I'm like, well, what sort of team are they? You know, like, who's making the third man runs? Who's coming inside as fullbacks? What style of play are they? Are they a passing team? Are they possession based? Today was even possession. You know, against Everton at Old Trafford, that's not normal. From like what Jamie says, the Manchester United teams we used to play against. You used to come to Manchester United away, Old Trafford, and you're like, everyone behind the ball. All right, come on. But like, they're dangerous. Now teams aren't fearing Manchester United. Yes, you won today, but you're not getting entertained, are you?
TalkSport Daily.
There was also one late kickoff in the Premier League and a pretty important game as well. Title-chasing Arsenal could have gone top had they beaten Brentford at the Emirates.
Oh dear, Aaron Ramsdale, what are you doing? Arsenal 1, Brentford 1.
Oh, Gabs, what's he doing?
Ooh, Arteta don't look happy.
But what is he doing?
Arteta, you can't say a word. He's not played all season. You expect him to come in and be bang at it? No. Imagine me and you not playing all season. You're like, go on then.
You're going to be slow.
You're going to be sluggish. You're not going to be at it. Yeah. It happens to outfield players. Keepers are the same. Oh. He's took a touch and probably can't see the right back on, right centre of half on. So he's thought, oh, I've got to look at someone else. You haven't got that time.
I know. That is what happens when you're not playing week in, week out. You lose that match sharpness.
And we haven't got the luck, Jamie. That's other keepers, that goes over the bar or wide.
Yeah.
No, like the pressure's on him. The cameras are on him. Yeah, it goes in, doesn't it?
Yeah, feel for him.
Arsenal 2, Brentford 1. What does Kai Havertz do? Where should he play? He scores goals and he should play in a position where he can score a goal. Arsenal needed someone to step up and he has. Odegaard's chip in at first was headed away. Arsenal recycled it though down the right hand side. The skipper played it forward. It was chipped into the middle and Havertz unmarked 6 yards out.
buries his header beyond Flecken in the Brentford goal. Have Arsenal got it within them to take this title race right to the end? I think they might have.
You have to face different challenges in a season and different kind of matches, and we have overcome a difficult moment today in a great way, such a mature way and in a really convincing way, I think.
TalkSport Daily.
And across town in Twickenham, Ireland took on England in their own backyard, knowing that a win would retain the Six Nations title. Oh, if only something magical happened at the end to deny them.
Unbelievable scenes at Twickenham. England have beaten Ireland 23 points to 22. And Marcus Smith has just kicked a drop goal with the final kick of the game to break Irish hearts and end their hopes of back-to-back Six Nations Grand Slams. One of the best performances of the Steve Borthwick England era, and without question the best result so far. In all honesty, probably the best result for England since the World Cup semi-final in 2019. These England fans have had to wait a long, long time for a result of this magnitude. Ireland thought they'd snatched it with a late try from James Lowe with just 8 minutes to go, but England hang on in there, and Smith teed up the dramatic finish. It will be a happy Twickenham crowd departing from this stadium, and it means the Six Nations title will go down to the final weekend as Ireland host Scotland. The full-time score at Twickenham, England 23, Ireland 22.
TalkSport Daily.
Less than half an hour after guiding Aberdeen to a Scottish Cup semi-final, Neil Warnock announced that he was stepping down as the gaffer. Here's Adrian Durham and Mick McCarthy with their live reactions to that breaking news.
I can tell you who's in charge for 33 days, and I've got more on it here. More is coming through all the time. It says interim manager Neil Warnock stepped aside after the Scottish Cup quarter-final victory. Chairman Dave Cormack said the club would like to thank both Neil and his assistant Ronnie Jepson for their efforts. With the search for a new manager and at an advanced stage, Peter Leven, who was caretaker before Neil Warnock went in, will assume control of all first team matters until the process is concluded. Warnock added, I was honoured to lead Aberdeen for a short period to help Dave and the board get themselves into a position where they could get closer to making a permanent appointment. It goes without saying that I had hoped I could have collected a few more league wins along the way, but I'm also delighted to have helped the club into the Scottish Cup semi-final. I hope they can now go on and lift the trophy. Ronnie and I can't thank the fans enough for their support while we've been here, and we wish the club and the supporters all the very best for the remainder of the season and for the future. So that, on the face of it, Mick, sounds all very amicable.
It does. Maybe they're looking for a much younger fella, somebody at 65 like me. Only joking, by the way.
I was going to say, are you going for it?
Warnie, I'm not, no. Warnie's 10 years older than me, so I'm surprised. But fabulous for him, he's gone to the semi-final.
TalkSport Daily.
Of course, today we've got the small matter of Liverpool versus Manchester City at Anfield in a game that might end up deciding the Premier League. Pep Guardiola and Jurgen Klopp have been talking about facing each other for the last time at their prospective clubs ahead of this big match this afternoon.
I'm not sure how often in this club we have to say that you know how much we respect the opponent, in this case now City, how often we have to say, and mean it. Pep is the best manager in the world. I have no problem. I have a really good life with being not even close to that. It's absolutely fine, believe it. They have incredible players. In the moment, they have probably the best number nine, Haaland. Scores like he wants. Kevin De Bruyne will go down in history as there will be in the end a discussion if it's, was it Steven Gerrard still or is it Kevin De Bruyne and stuff like this. And imagine coming, getting in this conversation. They have so many. Phil Foden, best English player in the moment, probably, and all these kind of, it's all there, and we all respect it, and Trent respects it.
I respect completely his decision, completely. So I spoke with him, and I had the feeling that he would be back sooner or later. So he's a man. He loves football. His passion is there, and his team's always. And he explained perfectly the reason why. So in the Premier League is the last time, but maybe in the FA Cup we can find. And yeah, we'll see.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, of course, here on TalkSport, we've been bringing you exclusive coverage of every single ball of England's cricket tour out in India. Sadly, because of technical problems, we can't actually bring you any more. It's not the technical problems with the radio station. Everything's fine here. It's more the technical problems with England's batting, which means the series is over because they lost 4-1. They lost that final match in under 3 days. And here's what two-time Ashes winner Steve Harmison made of it all.
I think this has been a really, really poor performance. I think the other four test matches, England have been in the contest, well within the contest, and they should be proud of the way I think they've gone about their job. I think they'll just look at minor little things in each of their middle three test matches in this series. And I am starting to wear thin of the this is how we play. I think they need to play some smarter cricket in tough situations. And I think if they can do that, then I think this team can go to a whole new level. If they continue going the way they're going, well, they'll beat mediocre teams and they'll get beat off top sides because, you know, when top sides do get a sniff, they run all over the back of you, run all over the top of you. And they're getting a sniff in this series, India.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
TalkSport Daily.
And we have to end today's podcast in one place. It's in Gloucestershire, Cheltenham.
It's all about Gallopin Deschamps. It's all about Paul Tarnand and that fabulous ride. It was magic.
And here comes Jerry Kellogg, flying at the finish. Could it be heartbreak for the Real Wacker? Will the line come in time? It's going to be close. I think the Real Wacker has just done it.
Just a marvellous, marvellous moment.
I've got the Zeiss binoculars. I've got the tweed jacket. Come on!
Of course I'm here.
Urging Honeysuckle for one last lunge to the line, and it's going to be one last victory for the magnificent mare.
Yee-haw! All my days!
Don't forget, we bring you all 28 races live this week. And of course, Alan Brazil will be hosting his breakfast show live from the racecourse. Of course, H&J will be doing the same in the afternoon. Anyway, that's it for another TalkSport Daily podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Other apps are available. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning with Andy Goldstein. But until then, thanks for listening to the TalkSport Daily podcast. And it says here, John, don't forget to say Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show with Darren Bent Monday from 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.